Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Tammy Smith. She is the Student Council Advisor for Adel DeSoto Minvern High School. Tammy, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
So we are talking about homecoming, which is this week at 8 a.m. So first of all, just take us through a list of all the events that are happening this week.
Okay, so our homecoming week starts Monday, September 10th. And the students will have dress-up days at the high school and middle school every day that they'll dress up and do activities throughout the days. Thursday, we have our Tiger Fest at 5:30, which will be the large event we have outside of the stadium. So we'll have bounce houses and lots of organizations, churches, and the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, and local businesses will all have booths set up for families to come for free to participate in, and that'll be from 5:30 to 7. And then we also have a parade that'll go through that whole area at 6 o'clock. And then at 7, we have coronation up on the football field, so we will crown the homecoming queen and king. And then at 7:15, Powder Puff is played, and all of those events are free. But there's also a meal available from the FFA and dessert from the Fine Arts Boosters, that those have a small cost if you would like to do those. But we anticipate lots of people coming to that on Thursday night. And then Friday night, we have our football game. And then Saturday, there's the homecoming dance.
All right. So definitely a full week of activities. Now let's talk about some things individually. I was there last year for Tiger Fest, and it is a very big event. So what can you tell me about how Tiger Fest got started?
Several years back, we wanted to have a big event for the community. And so we came up with the idea to have local businesses and different sponsors so that they can kind of get their name out there. So if a local business, we allow them to hand out, you know, products with their name on them, or they can talk to people, you know, if somebody wants to use their services, they can talk to the parents while the kids play games. But it's a nice way to get the entire community involved. So we ask all families in the Adel DeSoto Minvern area to come to that event. We have around 1,000 people that come, and so we kind of just start with the idea to get people to come together around homecoming and just get excited about being at the school and doing that big event.
Absolutely, and yeah, there was the whole area around the football stadium last year was completely filled with people, so it was a very impressive sight to see, for me, a casual observer.
It's a fun event.
So now the parade during Tiger Fest, can people still get involved with that?
If you want to have like a parade float?
Yeah.
Yes, they just need to contact the activities office.
All right, so any sort of guidelines for being in the parade?
There is a guideline sheet that if they call, they can ask for that information.
All right, and then I'll put a little plug in here that we will be at Coronation to broadcast live the crowning of the King and Queen. So
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's always a good event for us at Raccoon Valley Radio as well. So now, looking ahead to Saturday, you mentioned the homecoming dance. First of all, is there any cost for the students to participate in that?
The homecoming dance is $5, and it is from 8 o'clock to 11 o'clock in the middle school commons.
All right. Why do you think that's a fun event for the students every year?
Well, I feel like the young ladies have been dress shopping all summer for dresses, and I feel like everyone gets really excited about dressing up and going out to dinner, and I've heard lots of dinner plans with 40, 50 people going to the same restaurant, and it's just kind of a fun evening for the guys and girls to get dressed up and do something fun. I think that everyone really is looking forward to that. I've heard lots about dresses and dancing, and I've seen lots of beautiful dress pictures, so it's just kind of a fun, exciting time for the students to get to do something like that.
Absolutely. Now, as I look at the dress-up days and the themes with them, are they related to the overall theme of the week for homecoming?
Yes, our theme for the homecoming week is Tigers Get Tropical.
Okay. All right, so that makes a lot more sense with all of the dress-up days then.
Yes, the beach theme and the, yes. Mm-hmm. The dance, they will have tropical decorations, but of course they'll wear formal dresses and things.
All right. So one event that you were mentioning that is happening on Friday is a special event involving a haircut. What can you tell me about this?
We have a teacher, Mr. Krause, who has very long hair, and he has decided to let the students cut his hair for a fundraiser this year. And so during the homecoming assembly here at school on Friday, he's going to let students who have bought a raffle ticket for $1 at school to cut his hair, and the money is going to go to the Puppy Jake Foundation and St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. So we're hoping that we raise lots of money. And if we raise $5,000, he's going to let the principal shave his head on Friday during the assembly.
All right. That sounds like a good time.
Yeah, we're excited. So we've already raised $250. So we're well on the way in one day.
All right. So now one last question here for you. Why do you feel like having all these events and festivities for homecoming is good for the students and for the community?
I mean, of course, I'm an alumni of ADM, so I love coming to homecoming and seeing all of the past, you know, students and past, you know, my classmates and then the students I've taught at ADM. I think it's really fun for the community to come back and support the, you know, the team and kind of just support the community and support the school. It's kind of a fun event. And I forgot, we are also honoring all of our local law enforcement and firefighters and veterans on homecoming night. So if you are a veteran or a police officer or a firefighter, you can meet in the parking lot right next to the gate that goes up at 6:45, and we will walk in and they get to get in free, and then they get to be honored right before the game.
All right. Well, that sounds like that sounds good. Why do you feel like that's important to do?
Well, like I said, homecoming is that gathering of our community and saying that this is a really important time for us. And so I think it's really important to honor the people who protect us every day.
Absolutely. Well, Tammy Smith with ADM for homecoming, anything else that you'd like to let us know about the week's festivities?
No, I think that's all. If you want, we have a Facebook page, Tiger Homecoming, if you want to follow us on Facebook, and it kind of will give you activities and what we're up to.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you very much.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Tammy Smith. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Serwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.